I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. You're listening here to the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. We have a little sports coming up in the first part of our program. Then we take a trip to the Middle East and talk to one of our leading Arab reporters about Palestinian reporters about what's going on in Gaza and Israel. And then we hear an episode of Beyond the Spin with some really different many hits, including what is going on with the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and Washington State. But right now, we're going to look at the Big Ten, the Terps, and what is happening that people are talking about on their water coolers. In the studio with me, Jerry Bembry, veteran sports journalist who worked for the Baltimore Sun and ESPN, as a professor of communications here at Morgan State University. And another professor here at Morgan State University joins us by phone, Milton Kent, who is also a writer for The Sun and worked together for many years. And Milton and Jerry, welcome. Good to have you both with us.
Good to be here.
Hey, Milton, you there? He's online, so press a button.
We can't have this conversation without Milton Kent, a Maryland alum.
He is the alum. I flunked out. He's the only one who graduated among us. So let me see if this is working. All right, we're going to get that together. Here we go. So anyway, he'll be here in a minute. Jerry, I know you're a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker, yes.
And so I know that the whole world of Maryland and Baltimore football and basketball is, you're not an Orioles fan, you're a Yankees fan.
I'm just going to say this. When I woke up this morning, I wasn't feeling it in my gut like some of the Maryland people in this area are feeling it about this realignment with college football.
Well, what do you think about these kind of realignments?
You know, it's happening right now. It's college leagues are trying their best to build these super conferences. And the ACC has played a role in it as well, going after different various teams. And now the ACC has to feel threatened now that Maryland is gone. But it's all about money. That's the bottom line. Wherever you can find the dollars, you can go. So that's why the Big Ten all of a sudden becomes a league that stretches from Maryland to Nebraska. Just this huge mega conference, and that's what college football is going at right now.
410-319-8888. Bring your thoughts here to the airwaves. 410-319-8888. And they're going to get Milton back on here. Is that Milton? We have him on? Milton Kent?
Mark Steiner?
Milton Kent.
Milton Kent, what's going on?
Oh, you know. Another day, another conference.
That's close to it. I want to come to what Jerry just said, but your take, I remember I saw on Facebook what you posted.
You've been reading that, have you?
Yeah, sure, I read your Facebook post, man. You know, it pops up. What is Milton saying? And Milton was saying here's what Milton said. Milton said that, well, here we are, seeing Jim Delaney, the man who has done more to block the progress of student athletes than any other person in college athletics, makes a statement today in today's press conference announcing Maryland's departure from the ACC. Confirms for me, says Milton Kent, that my alma mater is now devoid of heart and soul. I can't believe William Kerwin, the chancellor of the University of Maryland system, signed off on this. This is the darkest day at Maryland since Len Bias died.
Wow, that's deep.
All right, Milton, go ahead.
I stand by every single word I said.
I know you do.
Yeah. This is, it's hard for me, you know, over the last couple, actually since Saturday when this first popped up, it's been really difficult for me to express in words just how angry I am and why I'm angry about this. But the best I can do is this. I'm not going to try some analogy. I'll just say this, that, you know, this is you know, a group of people. These are schools, like-minded schools in geographically, you know, contiguous areas that have been together for almost 60 years. And, in thinking this through, this of all the schools that have moved over the last 20 years, you know, taking with the exception of like the Southwest Conference, which broke up, and the Big 12, which, you know, like Texas and Oklahoma, those conferences, this is the first school, the first original school in any of the major conferences that really count. And I really don't count the Big East because it's really not that old a conference. It's about 30, 35 years old. I'm talking about schools that people would recognize for years at a time. This is the first original school to leave its original conference. No one has been able to tell me anything, has been able to say anything to me concrete to give me a reason beyond we're going to make more money.
That's the reason.
and that's fine up to a point, but does money really trump, I'm not trying to be naive here, I understand. But does money really trump relationships and, you know, just that's really what, and tradition. Does money really trump that? And if it does, I'm not sure that that's something I want to be associated with anymore.
Unfortunately, money does trump it, everything. And I think the payout for Maryland from the ACC would have been $17 million. The payout from the Big Ten in the first year will be $24 million. That revenue will increase because of the Big Ten's big TV contract. And they're now tapped into major markets in the D.C., Baltimore area, in the New York City area with Rutgers. So that's going to increase their revenues even more. So it is all about money, Milton. It's unfortunate it comes to that, but money trumps everything.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem that I have, Jerry, and you know this, the operating theory here is that, you know, and let's not kid ourselves, this isn't being done for anything other than football. Every move that's been made over the last 20, 25 years in sports in terms of teams going one place or another is about football. What this assumes is that people in the northeast quarter of the country, and we can include, you know, Maryland and, you know, the Baltimore-Washington region in that grouping, it assumes that people in this part of the country care about college football. Well, I'm here to tell you they don't. They truly don't. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Particularly in this area, you've got the team, and I know, Mark, I know that you don't mention their nickname, and I won't,
right.
The Washington Professional Football Team. you've got them on the one end. You've got the Ravens here. You know, and I'm a Maryland graduate. I couldn't tell you who the Terps are playing this coming Saturday. It just doesn't really – it doesn't register for me because we've got professional teams here. That's the hallmark of this corridor. Now – there are certain places within here. I mean, Syracuse is college football is a bigger deal than it is in most places. But for the most part, I can't name a school in the Northeast, maybe Boston College, maybe. But you really can't name a school in the Northeast where football is a focus of attention on a college campus. So making this move, they're assuming that all of this is going to change, this whole pattern is going to change, and that people here are going to get excited about seeing Michigan and Ohio State come through College Park every couple of years. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's beyond. I don't think they care about getting the people in the seats. And anyone who saw the highlights from the Maryland game last week, we know that there aren't too many people in the seats at College Park. And I think that the people from Ohio and Michigan will make the trip over to College Park to see their team play against the Terps. It's a new market, and they want to experience something different. But it's all about getting on the TV tier of these cable
mm-hmm.
companies.
Right.
And so
sure.
The Big Ten Network will get on the tier here at Comcast, whoever is locally. And they'll get on Time Warner Cable in the New Jersey area and Cablevision and networks like that. And they'll start charging the $3 extra to get on that tier, and that's where the money will come from.
Right.
So it's not necessarily getting the people in the stands that's going to matter. It's getting the people to pay the extra cable fees that's going to be the big impact.
And as you described, I mean, Jerry, you described when we were getting Milton back on the air, you said, look where the Big Ten is. It stretches
from Nebraska to Maryland
yeah.
and now New Jersey. So it's a wide experience. I mean, the conference description doesn't mean anything anymore. You know, the Big East has teams in the Midwest and the West. So it doesn't mean anything anymore. And, I mean, it is really sad that we're seeing these leagues decimated because I don't – you know, there are certain leagues that already died, and I think the Big East is going to be one of those leagues pretty soon. They're just getting picked apart team by team. And
right.
It'll eventually die out because they're not going to have anything really to uphold it.
In a larger sense, I wonder what the two of you think. I mean, this clearly is – football is king. Football is money for the colleges that have it, which is why you see seven sports were dropped the University of Maryland. Other universities are dropping sports right and left, but not dropping football. Towson is talking about dropping their baseball team. We don't know what could happen here at Morgan State. I mean, it could happen anywhere. They're dropping teams all over the place because of football. So, I mean, is there some danger zones here? Are we in danger of losing, whatever this means to you, or maybe nothing, or maybe something, danger of losing the character of collegiate football, the character of collegiate sports? Is it being swallowed up by that having to be the monetary engine to fuel the athletic department and the university? Are we facing, is that a problem?
I think the character was swallowed up a long time ago. I mean, it's an ongoing process, but it's swallowed up.
Don't be naive, Steiner, is that what you're trying to say?
if you watch 60 Minutes last week, they spoke about the impact of college football on programs, and Towson State was actually featured on that program.
Because of the baseball program.
Well, they were featured because they spoke about big college football and Saban's impact down in Alabama and the fact that Towson can go to LSU and get these guarantee games and make a big check. And that was the impact. But, I mean, college coaches in football are making $5 million a year now. I saw a story in USA that I think yesterday or today where the average – $2 million is not – it doesn't raise any eyebrows anymore. And so this is where football has gone. When you get 100,000 people into a stadium every week, that's a lot of revenue right there. And that's where it's gone. So it's been really consumed. And, I mean, it's not as we knew it 15, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. It's a changing field.
The problem, you know, and Jerry's right, and to sort of add the piggyback to that, you know, the unspoken thing in all of this about football is that with the exception of very few programs, one of the programs that they featured in the 60-minute report, the 60-minute report that Jerry was referencing, University of Michigan being one, most football programs lose money. They lose lots of money. And, you know, there's a way – there are two things that could happen that could change the whole paradigm. One, we cut back on scholarships. There's no you know, rule that says that you have to – I mean, here's the thing. At the level that Morgan and Towson play at, the football championship subdivision, 65 scholarships are offered per program, or a maximum of 65 scholarships are allowed to be offered. Now, they can be piecemeal scholarships given out to kids, a half scholarship here, a half scholarship there, but they're still allowed 65 total. Now, you go to the level that Maryland and Rutgers and those schools play at, they're allowed to give out 85 scholarships. Ask yourself, why would you give out 85 scholarships for one sport? You know, I mean, that makes no sense. So there's your first problem. But you could even correct that issue if you had a full-fledged college football playoff. I'm not talking about just like what they're proposing to do in the next couple years where they have four teams. I'm talking about 16 teams. You know, the level, the FCS level that Towson and Morgan play at, they have a 20-team playoff. You could have 16. Trust me, Mark, the television money, I mean, look at what the NFL gets from the networks.
Right.
Take maybe a third of that. You could just sort of drop that by a third. That's what college football would get from the networks for a playoff. And the one guy who has stood in the way of that progress is Jim Delaney, the commissioner of the Big Ten. So you can tell yourself right there, they're not serious about making these things productive or you're making, you know, making true money and making the whole system work. They're only all these guys are really, you know, all they want to do is keep their own fiefdoms. So until we get that resolved, you're going to continue to have this mess going on with schools being picked up, you know, regardless of geographic alignment and historical ties, schools are going to pick up from one place to the next.
So I think that's true. I mean, so I wonder if what we're facing. I mean, listeners, what do you think? 410-319-8888. What's happening to college athletics? What's happening as seen through this? What's just happening now at the University of Maryland? What's it say on a larger scale to you? Or what's it say about Maryland and your thoughts on that? And I know a lot of you are sports fans, have kids who played college ball. Maybe you played college ball. 410-319-8888. Go ahead, Jerry.
I want to ask Milton a question.
Sure.
Because you are a Maryland grad, Milton. What did you think about this process? Because they began having – I know conversations have been ongoing for years in terms of you getting wooed by another conference. But this intensified last week, and it was the Board of Regents who made this decision without any impact from the athletes at the school, without any impact, real impact from the coaches. So what do you think about that process where the Board of Regents made the total decision and the athletes were left in the dark?
Well, see, that's the thing that really bothers that troubles me in this process is that if this idea was so terrific, why didn't we hear anything about this? Why didn't they at least sort of float a trial balloon so that people could at least weigh in one side or the other. I mean, Lynn Elmore, the Hall of Fame Hall of Fame Center at Maryland, All-America Center, who's been a tireless person in terms of cleaning up college athletics, he's dead set against it. Tom McMillan, who played with Elmore back there, was a former congressman.
Right.
He's on the Board of Regents. He was dead set against this. So obviously, you know, and let's name names. This is school president Wallace Lowe and athletic director Kevin Anderson. These two guys, neither of whom have any specific ties to Maryland, they made this move. They must have been in constant contact with Jim Delaney and the Big Ten and schools there to get this thing going, and they kept it hush-hush until the moment they were ready to unveil it. I think in large measure because they knew they would get this kind of blowback, and I think also because they knew one of the first questions people would ask is, where are you going to get the $50 million to get out of the ACC? You're already talking about cutting seven sports. You've already cut seven non-revenue sports.
Right.
So where are you going to get $50 million?
Well, let's see what our listeners think at 410-319-8888 with Milton Kent and Jerry Bembry and the move for the Terps to the Big Ten. And I'm also curious, as we look at this, what it means for college athletics, what it means for the future of sports in our collegiate world. And Derek, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Derek, you're on the air.
Derek? Hello?
You're on the air, Derek.
Hello?
Derek? I think the problem we have is line one again. So if you're listening, Derek, 410-319-8888, let's lock up line one so nobody can get into it and see if it rolls over to line two and three. 410-319-8888. We need money for technology.
Maybe some of those Maryland dollars from football will trickle down over within the state system to Morgan State.
Let's not hold our breath. They're going to give any of that to any HBCU anytime soon. So,
you know, I think what's going to be interesting about this is that Maryland has suffered for so long in football, but they can have an impact in the sport of basketball with this new alignment. I mean, the Big Ten, I think, is one of the most
– basketball?
In basketball.
Are they going to move to Big
Ten
as well?
Everybody's moving.
The whole thing?
The whole thing is moving.
Lacrosse
as
well?
Everything. Everything's moving. I don't know if lacrosse will move, but the major sports will move.
Well, and that's one of the interesting side things, Mark. You're in a league now. You're in the Atlantic Coast Conference where you have Virginia and North Carolina and Duke
right.
play lacrosse. You're moving now to a league where I think only Ohio State plays men's lacrosse. Northwestern plays women's lacrosse, and I know that because they've played Maryland. Northwestern has won like seven women's lacrosse titles.
Right.
But beyond that, who knows what emphasis? There are a number of sports. I read a piece from a Wisconsin newspaper today where they were talking about the sports that Maryland offers and the sports that Wisconsin offers. And Wisconsin doesn't play lacrosse.
So what does that mean for Maryland's lacrosse team?
That's a very good question.
They're probably going to have to be an independent in lacrosse.
Uh-huh.
And not have a conference alignment.
They can't stay in the ACC.
No, they can't.
No.
This is across the board. Everybody's moving out of
ACC. Oh, I misunderstood the article. Okay, but let's go back to the phones. Derek is back. Derek, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. How you doing?
Good. Welcome.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Listening to the conversation, my opinion is on the move to Maryland. I was kind of shocked by it, but now that I've thought about it for a few days, I honestly think it might be a good move for the school as far as the football program, because in the ACC, Maryland never really, in my opinion, never really got a lot of respect in football as far as the recruiting and everything. I'm not an alumni at the school or anything like that, but I've been keeping up with Maryland ever since I was in high school. I graduated in the mid-'80s, so I've been around for a few minutes, and I've been keeping track of Maryland no matter where I went. And if the ACC is a Southern Conference, and it's always North Carolina, Duke, Georgia Tech. You know, Maryland is kind of every now and then, you know, we come in there, get a decent bowl. But, you know, as far as this competition now, as far as playing like a Michigan, Purdue, you know, Indiana, you know, these big schools, Penn State, I think it's going to be good and it's going to help for recruiting. And the money issue, it is what it is. We know what it's about. I'm kind of for it, you know. I'm a college football fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would love to see Maryland play Ohio State every other year. That's just me. And the other sports, I mean, we bring to the table the basketball, that East Coast brand of basketball that we roll with, you know, here. They're going to take that in the Midwest, and we're going to get something. And the other sports, the women's basketball, they just won some national championships not too long ago. The lacrosse, the soccer, those teams have done very well, and I know they're going to make a way for them to keep that going. So I think it's a win. They're going to have some stumbles, but the football program, they need some help. I mean, because like the gentleman was saying earlier, as far as well, as far as the pro sports here that we have in this area, and he was saying, and he's exactly right. You know, we really don't really keep up with college football here. That's a down south thing or Midwest thing. You know,
it's true. So let me let Milton jump in because we only have a couple minutes left in this segment. Milton, go ahead. Respond to Derek.
I'll just say really quickly. I understand and I appreciate Derek's thoughts, but here's the problem. If you don't care about if you don't care about college football now, why will you care later? I mean, you're still going to get half full stadium. And I would say, as to the argument about the ACC's prestige in terms of college football relative to the Big Ten, in the last 25 years, the ACC has produced, or ACC schools like Florida State, Miami, and Georgia Tech have won national championships. In the Big Ten, all you got is Ohio State. So that argument, to me, sort of flies right out the window. At least I know North Carolina, I know Duke. What you're going to have is when on those occasions that Ohio State and Michigan come into College Park, you're going to have three-quarters of the crowd be there for Ohio State or Michigan. They're not going to be there to root for Maryland.
My big question in basketball, who are the Duke fans going to pick on now? And the same question, who are the Maryland fans going to pick on?
Well,
because they love
go.
To pick on Duke. So
that's right. That's going to be gone as well.
That's going to be gone. That's a great tradition in basketball. It's going to be gone. So that's even a bigger loss in football, I think, missing those basketball rivalries.
My sense is that this move, besides the fact that I think that we should have maybe a longer conversation one day with you all and a couple others, which I'd like to do before Christmas, or maybe just after Christmas, is just the role. Where is collegiate athletics? Where are we going with collegiate athletics? What's happening in America to collegiate athletics? And Maryland, I think within the Big Ten, the only thing I know is that, besides, I completely agree, it's about the money. And I think it is destroying the sense of amateurism and the sense of what college sports is supposed to be about, is that Maryland, for the next couple of years, will lose a lot of games in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
A lot of games.
It's going to be like Towson playing guarantee games.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be ugly.
And it's ugly right now, so it's even worse.
It's going to get uglier.
And I hope people are prepared for it because, you know, they've all been sold this bill of goods that this is going to be sunshine and lollipops. And, you know, that first time where Michigan, you know, the first couple times when Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin come in here and score the first three or four drives of the game, it's just going to be ugly. It really is.
Didn't that happen to Maryland last week?
Uh-huh. It's going to get uglier, is what we're saying. So I want to say thank you to both of you taking the time today. Milton Kent, thanks so much.
My pleasure,
Always
Mark.
A pleasure, my friend, Jerry Bembry.
My pleasure, Mark.
Safe travels, Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you both
so
much for joining us. We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Rami Khoury, who is a former editor and journalist at the Daily Star in Beirut, Lebanon, to talk about his observations about Gaza, Israel, and the Middle East. Stay with us. We'll be right back.